Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Bella Caroli is the author of the delightful children's book, Cute and Smart. Two stories in the book designed for people of all ages, as reading has no age limit. They're fun and easy to read. In her first story, a smart little Yorkie puts his brain and nose to work to help his master solve a vexing problem. And in the second, a group of animals find a creative solution to help a baby octopus make new friends with the help from their human guardians. Being willing to persevere and help one another are key ideas in both of these tales. You'll want to read these books again and again. Bella has a BA in German, working on a degree in music therapy, a talented writer, author of several books, including the highly praised children's book, Cute and Smart. And Bella Caroli is our guest on This Week in America. Hi, Bella. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
What a nice job you've done with this book, Cute and Smart. We'll talk about that and your background on the program. Let's start by talking about this fascination with writing. And I understand you've spent most of your life writing. When did you start writing? What was the impetus behind writing?
Well, I know that when I was in third grade, I was already writing something because my teacher made a comment on my third grade report card about it. And I've always had a fascination with letters, with words, the sound of words. I was reading grown-up books by the time I was five.
Wow.
And I don't know exactly, but I think I started writing poetry because I thought it was easier because I could make things rhyme. So I thought it was easier to do that. And I don't know exactly when I started writing stories, but I was fascinated with, I think, just the words themselves and what I could do with them.
How important is that? That's interesting you say that. Never really thought about that before, but a writer, especially for a children's book like Cute and Smart, how important is that sound of words as you're telling this story, especially to a young audience to capture their attention? How important is that, the actual sound of the words, not just the choice of the word, but how the word sounds?
I think that's very important in a way because children respond to sound as well as, and types of sound, as well as just, like say whole words. So if you can read with inflection, read with making sounds of maybe what the word sounds like, draw it out, shorten it, do something with it. Maybe a mouse is talking, so you want to talk in a real high voice. The elephant is speaking, so you want to have a lower voice. Whatever it is. And kids will respond to that because they'll copy it. They'll copy the sounds.
You know, that's interesting because this is a book that you can read to children. They can read to you. You can read it together and discuss it. The book is Cute and Smart by Bella Caroli. Bella is B-E-L-L-A, Caroli, K-A-R-O-L-I. Book available at Amazon, the usual places. We'll give you that as we go through the interview. How old were you when you wrote your first story, where you really took a story, fleshed it out, and had what you could call a story? How old were you when that happened? Do you remember?
Maybe around 12, 11 or 12. I wrote all through high school, and I do remember writing a story about, well, I used to have mice when I was a teenager. I had, over the years, I had probably five or six sets of mice. And I wrote a story about a mouse. I don't remember how old I was. I might have been in my early 20s, but I could have been much sooner than that. And I wrote about a man who was at work, and he was sad because he didn't really have any friends. And one day a mouse appeared, and he thought it was really cute, and so he fed it, and the mouse spoke to him, and they became fast friends, and then the mouse disappeared. And didn't see the mouse for quite a while. And then one day, a young woman walks into the office, and she's wearing all white, and she's got lovely hair, and it looks, her expression and their on her face reminds him very much of the little mouse that he was friends with and didn't see anymore. And so he took to her immediately, and they became fast friends. And that was my story. And that was written when I was maybe, I don't know, maybe an older teenager.
So that's interesting. You have a vivid memory, don't you, of some of your earliest writing? For so many of us, we think, boy, I really can't remember. All I know is when I had to write a report, I wasn't real good at it, or write poetry. I couldn't get, I didn't like that. That intimidated me. You've got a vivid memory of those early days in writing.
Part of it probably is because I also, I set a poem to music when I was about 8 years old, I think. I had started accordion lessons the year before, and I used to read my ma's magazines, and there was this poem in there that I really liked, and I thought, I think I can set this to music, so I played around with it, and I did.
With us on the program... Yeah, finish.
I'm sorry, what?
Well, finish that thought, because that you took that and you've done that so well. And that really is the foundation, isn't it, for the books you've written so far?
Well, yes. I started finding other poetry, and I would set those to music. I don't have any of that, but that one I kind of remember. The first one I did, I pretty much remember. And I don't remember it a whole lot after that. But I know I was writing stories. I developed a character. I liked Superman a lot when I was a kid. So I developed a character, a female teenager, who was a lot like Superman, and I wrote stories about that. And I've always done like a fantasy side. There's always been some kind of a fantasy side to whatever I write. It's mostly... I have talking cars, I have talking animals, I have, you know, people involved with them, I have animals involved, I have all kinds of things. And the second story, The Rescue Place, you know, in my book, Cute and Smart, is actually an introductory story to, I want to write a series of about 10 books using Parker and the Yorkie, and also my rescue place. And I've actually written, years ago, I actually wrote more stories regarding the animals in the rescue place. So I have several of those, but my publisher wants more Parker stories. So now I've got to sit down and write a whole bunch of Parker stories.
It's amazing all that you've got going. The book is touching so many families and young people in particular, to give them the interest in reading and writing that you had growing up. Cute and Smart by Bella Caroli. You'll find the book available at Amazon. Meraki Media dot Press is the publisher, and that's a great location to find the book as well. And we'll go through all this as we go through the interview. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you will find a link in there and go and get information on Bella's book. So what age do you actually remember writing stories? It seems like it was a young age when you were actually writing a story.
I was writing in junior high school. I found one. It was at the bottom of a book of stories that I had packed away years ago. And it was handwritten. And so I read through it. And the problem I realize now that I had then is that because my imagination goes all over the place, there are actually some gaps in the story, because I would write not just what was, I would write what I was visualizing, but not just the whole thing. I would just write basic sentences to cover what I was seeing. And there was about this much that was left out.
Yes.
So there's some gaps in the actual storylines themselves, which I don't really feel compelled to go back and fix. But I did take note of that. And later, I started writing longer pieces, longer stories, maybe 20 pages, something like that, 20, 30 pages. I did write one play and inserted an organ concert in the play.
I love what you did at an early age and continuing to do now with your book. This one is Cute and Smart, and we'll talk about the other books here in a second. What authors influenced you? Who was a great influence on you as you were growing up and decided, I would like to do this, I would like to write as well?
Well, I think there were three or four. Arthur Conan Doyle, of course. Conan Doyle with Sherlock Holmes. Agatha Christie mysteries. K.M. Stein. He I don't know which it was a writer who wrote half German, half English. And because of my German background, I really found those books hilarious. And I noticed that when I used to hang out at the library all the time, I found that those books were unusual, and they had about four of them in the whole library. And I read all of them. They were poetry and some very short stories. And having German school for a couple of years and some German in the household, I was able to understand a lot of them. And so K.M. Stein was one, because it was a play on words, play on languages, and I love to do that. And a poem actually was supposed to be in my latest book, Trio, but it was removed at my request, because it was about a vacation I had taken in Germany many years ago, and it was half in German, half in English. And the way the world has gone, I decided, no, I don't think I want that poem in there, because I think people today are much more sensitive about languages than they were 50 years ago.
Yes.
And so I thought, no, I didn't want a whole lot of hate mail coming out of that one, when it was not intended to be. The poem Der Vacation was not intended to be. It was just simply a recap of a vacation I had taken. But I set it to words half English, half German, and I know how to manipulate the languages, so it was easy to do.
Fascinating what you've done. Our guest on the program is Bella Caroli. That's K-A-R-O-L-I. The book Cute and Smart is the one we're talking about specifically. You mentioned Trio. Another book that you've written is Medley, and you'll find all of those if you go to Bella's Amazon page. You'll find information on all of those books. Other than those three, have you published anything else?
Years ago, I don't remember exactly how old I was, but I was one of the founding members. I think I was 12 or 13 at the time. Of the Early Day Gas Engine and Tractor Association, the Wisconsin branch number 2. I still am fascinated by the big steam traction engines that they used on farms.
Oh, yes.
100 years ago. And so I wrote a poem at that time about steam traction engines and steam engines and the other engines, and how, I just find them so powerful and so fascinating. And so I wrote this poem and I sent it to one of the, what's called a hobby magazine. It was one of the magazines that was produced by the association, the Early Day Gas Engine Association. And I lived in Wisconsin. It was sent to people in Wisconsin, Iowa, or the central United States. and probably who knows where else. But there was a picture of me driving my tractor in it, and then they had the poem in there. So that produced an interesting result. I received a letter from a young man who was about to be discharged from service. And we started corresponding, and I think we corresponded for about a year. And we met at one of the engine shows. I told him which one it was, and he was just getting out of the service at that time, and he said he and a buddy of his were going to go. And I said, fine, let's meet. So we did, and that actually turned out to be the end of the friendship, because he discovered, he was like in his early 20s, I think, and I was about maybe, 15?
Oh, yes.
16, something yes. like that. So the age gap was at that time too much. So we did meet, but nothing came of it after that.
Such great memories. Bella Caroli, spending some time with it. That's K-A-R-O-L-I. Talking about her background in writing, Cute and Smart, the children's book that we focused on for the program today. You mentioned music lessons. Let's talk about that briefly here. Does music influence your writing? Do the two go hand in hand for you?
Yeah, it does. As I say, when I found this poem when I was about 8 in my mother's magazine, I decided to set it to music. And that was my start, I think, in not really composing as such, but I did start writing more poems. I found more poems and I set those to music. And then I started writing my own music. And later I started writing songs. And then I didn't do it for a number of years. I mean, I was in and out of that kind of thing.
Yes.
But I always had music. I played out professionally for many years. And I worked for the Musicians Union in Milwaukee for a while. So music has been a huge part of my life, and the writing has come like in second to that, but it's the primary activity. But I write my own song lyrics, and I write about, like I do with my stories, I write songs about anything and everything. And one of the things I wrote a song about was I had been visiting a friend of mine in another state who lived out in the country. And she decided to do some gardening one morning. So I was on the porch kind of watching her, and there were butterflies all over the place. And one of them landed on the back of her shoulder, and she didn't know it. So I thought that was cute. And she's up, down on her knees, digging in the ground, up, pruning her flowers, plants, doing all kinds of stuff, in and out of the garage, getting tools. The butterfly sat there for the whole time she was doing this. And then finally it flew away. And that resulted in a song that I wrote about it. And I called it Butterfly Morning.
Ah, very good.
About the fact that there was this little butterfly sitting on her
yes.
shoulder and just, talking to her silently in butterfly language and the communication between them while he was sitting there. And then finally he flew away.
It's amazing where you get those ideas, and they come obviously at any time, anywhere.
Exactly.
Bella Caroli.
I woke
yes.
up one morning with this melody going in my head and I immediately picked up my accordion and wrote it out. Then when I got to work, the words came. So I stopped what I was doing and I typed out all the words. Then when I got home, I put them together and I had this song. It's called Polka All Night. And being raised in Wisconsin, yes, I'm a polka fan, but I like all different kinds of music. So I write all different kinds of stuff. And
Well, that's fascinating.
So I had pulled it all night, and that one won an honorable mention. Just for fun, I entered it in a contest, and it won honorable mention.
Way to go. I love that title, and I'm sure in Wisconsin there are people that polka all night on a regular basis, so that that sort of tapping into the culture there. I love the creative mind that you have. We've got a couple minutes left in the program. How would you describe your style? If somebody said, how do you write music and books, children's books? What's your writing style? Do you have a style, do you think?
I think I do. I think it's kind of unique because I let the story write itself. And sometimes I can get inspired by anything. In Medley, the story The Drop was inspired by a duffel bag I found while driving down the freeway between two cities. And anything and everything can set me off. I'll see something and I can write about that. And the next thing I know, I've got a story on my hands. And I write most of my stories just simply on inspiration like that. I get this idea and I run with it. There's one in a story in Trio. It's called Ghost Dog. And the dog was actually the main influence in my writing that story.
Interesting where all of the stories come from. And boy, out of time, but I want to recommend Cute and Smart by Bella Crowley, our guest on the program. I'm going to take a second here at the end. This is more than just a cute story, isn't it? It's the kids can actually get involved, and there's sort of a little lesson that's delivered to them in a very entertaining way, isn't there?
Yes, and I write whatever comes to me. I mean, I sit down and either write it out by hand or sit down on my computer, and I let the story flow so it tells itself. And sometimes I get surprised by what I'm typing on the screen.
That's amazing. You talk to so many authors and they've got like everything, the outline and everything there, and others that go, you know, I tried that, but my mind just keeps going all over the place. And my mind sometimes comes up with a better story in the spur of the moment than it did when I was sitting there with the pen and pad and trying to do the outline. And obviously that works for you. I'm going to take another 30 seconds here. What are you working on now? What's next?
I'm working on a novel called Cold Case. It's about five women who disappear without a trace. And it takes place over a period of years because I'm talking about different women in different cities, different ages. And then at the end, at the very end, I tie the whole thing all together so that it's a unit, unified.
Interesting. And it sounds like that would be
the one factor that is never mentioned in the story. The one factor that ties all of these women together and explains why they disappeared.
Looking forward to that. How close are we to being able to buy a copy of that?
Well, I'm hoping to have it finished by the end of the year.
Oh, fantastic. The way the year's going, that'll be just around the corner here. We're halfway through it already.
Yeah,
yes.
I'm doing another story right now. It's called The Ghost of Christmas Presents. I'm writing that simultaneously with the other one. I've got about three or four going here at once. That's about a young man whose need for speed gets him killed. And what happens to him after that? Because I do believe in an afterlife, and I do believe in spirits. And I'm sometimes influenced by things that are paranormal. Let's put it that way.
Interesting. Well, hopefully we have a chance to talk about one or both of those books coming up probably by the end of the year. This book, Cute and Smart, the children's book we're talking about, is available wherever books are sold. You can go to Amazon, Meraki Media.press, and Meraki Media LLC is the publisher. Choose to be heard. They've got information on their website. We'll have all this on our website. Just go to thisweekinamerica.us and take you directly to a link for Bella and all of her books. Bella, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Hopefully we can do
this again.
Thank you for joining us to talk about Cute and Smart. Job well done, and I'm looking forward to the next books.
Oh, very good. Thank you very much.
It has been our pleasure.
Hopefully we'll talk again.
Bella Caroli, K-A-R-O-L-I, the book Cute and Smart, along with several others, you'll find at Amazon. Links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.